30 years ago, I was living in Bolinas, California, an exquisite enclave of hippies, artists, and organic farmers on the coast. I had a wonderful poet boyfriend named Ty. We were crazy about each other, even though we were not exclusive, which is to say that I loved him more than he loved me. But he was gentle and funny and had great stories about his years in India, Tibet, Taos, and Salt Lake City. It had never occurred to me before Ty that you might wake up spiritually as easily in Utah as in Sri Lanka. He was the first to give me books from which I learned that God was an equal opportunity employer, that it was possible to experience the divine anywhere you were, anywhere you could see the sun and moon rise or set or burn through the fog. Bolinas was a great place for ritual and celebrations. It was nearly as exotic as India, if you thought about it, but without all those dying animals in the streets and people defecating in the holy waters, which doesn't really work for me at all. We had perfectly good bodily mess right here where I lived. We had burnouts in the streets, nudes on the beach, our own drunken sex lives. Feral cats, three-legged dogs, and horses stood side by side. During our countless festivals and parades, people in cowboy boots and homemade holiday garlands and leis drank beer, and vivid chalk murals decorated the walls downtown. An exuberant aesthetic that celebrated both ordinary community life and tribal stomp mysticism, but on the Pacific coast instead of the Ganges. There were altars and candles and veils, people in costume and exotic clothing, redolent of human spirit and dreams, not to mention foods cooking in the heat, all that delicious joy with rot waiting in the wings. And then Ty fell head over heels in love with another woman, who had so many unfair advantages over me. For instance, she was not a falling down drunk. She was womanly and celestial. She had money and perfect Earth Mother clothes of flowing silk, batiked and embroidered, and soft blonde hair, whereas I was poor and looked like a gypsy wagon with fuzzy curls. She was a gifted artist, soft-spoken and gentle, with an elegant house on the beach, all candles, altars, incense. She even had a beautiful name, Rami. She did not love Ty as much as he loved her, or as much as I loved him, which stacked the deck in her favor. In the competition between us, she won for caring less. After Ty and I had been sleeping together for 6 months or so, he left me for her. I had already come through 3 heartbreaks, which caused long physical withdrawals, as bad as trying to get off cigarettes, and through 2 bad acid trips, and everyone convinced me that I would come through this bad patch too. Luckily, I was still drinking, and I had a perfect best friend whom I saw every day and who drank the way I did. I learned mostly from drugs and great books. I was a lifelong reading girl. I already believed that there was something in me that could not be touched or destroyed that you could call the soul, and I was part of 2 wings of the community, the smartest, funniest alcoholics and the seekers who had designed lives based on spiritual values and tried to live up to them. I loved equally reading the great literature of the world and getting wasted. I thought we were here to have spiritual awakenings. When it came to books or drugs, I'd take anything that was offered, and I considered the next day's drug hangover worth the expanded sense of reality. I was sick many mornings, but curious, like Dorothy opening her eyes in Oz. Is there still gravity? Can we breathe the air? Yes, then might as well go look around. I was crushed for a while after Ty dumped me, but it really is easier to experience spiritual connection when your life is in the process of coming apart. When things break up and fences fall over, desperation and powerlessness slink in, which turns out to be good. Humility and sweetness often arrive in your garden not long after. And I had a pharmacist friend in San Francisco who gave me Valium. The tears were finally helpful for what they washed away and revealed, which is to say my deep longing for a kind partner and my bad judgment. Seeds sank into the ground, and who could even guess what might grow? Hey, we all like surprises, don't we? My best friend and my father and younger brother saw me through. They helped keep the patient as comfortable.